This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Chris Edwards, Director of Tax and Budget Policy Studies at the Cato Institute here in Washington. We've asked him to offer his thoughts on the post office saying it's running so far in debt that it needs to reduce Saturday delivery and take other steps in order to reduce that red ink. And Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Why does the post office lose so much money all the time?
That's a big question. A part of it is the cost structure of the post office. They've got 700,000 or so unionized workers with excessive pay and benefits on the one hand. So like a typical sort of monopoly service, they've let the cost structure of the business just go too high. Congress also prevents them from cutting costs. I mean, they've got 37,000 post offices across the country. The USPS wants to close some of their post office, and often members of Congress don't want post offices in their district closed. So you've got that cost problem. And then on the revenue side of the business, mail volume peaked in 2006, and it's been falling ever since. So, it doesn't have a very good business model, to say the least.
So we got a huge infrastructure now for a product that is in less and less in demand, given email and all sorts of other different types of communication. So I know from the Cato Institute's perspective, the answer is let it compete and maybe even privatize it at some point. How do you get the ball rolling on something like that?
Well, I think I think we got to look at the experience of other countries. In Europe, there's 27 countries in the European Union, and EU top-down EU regulations are often not a good thing, but the European Union is forcing its 27 member countries to open their postal markets to competition, and it's already starting to happen. Britain, Finland, Sweden, New Zealand, they've all opened their markets to competition, and they all have competitor companies competing against their former government monopoly companies. In Germany's privatized its Deutsche Post postal service. Services. And in the Netherlands, their former monopoly, it's called TNT Post, it's been privatized as well. So, hey, there's no reason, we can't run this like any other competitive business in America.
Is there any way that, given the business model that obviously has problems at this point, and the overhead and the infrastructure, even if they get rid of Saturday delivery, and even if Congress does give them the ability to close post offices, is there a way to make the post office profitable without letting it compete with private industry?
Perhaps it is a problem when you're a private company in the market and the demand for your product is falling. You can always do two things. You can cut costs on the one hand, and you can try to find new markets on the other hand. The problem with the USPS is twofold. It has a hard time cutting its costs because of the government bureaucracy, and secondly, it's generally prevented from going into new businesses like any private company would do. So, I would suggest to USPS management and employees that you could well be better off if you were privatized and also liberalized. And so, you could control your costs, but you could also try to find new business. And that's actually exactly what Deutsche Post in Germany has done. They've made their domestic operations more efficient, but they've also gone abroad and tried to expand their services in other countries.
Who's basically standing in the way of starting this process? Who wants to keep this a monopoly?
Well, unfortunately, politicians in both parties. I don't see, unlike during the Reagan years when there's a lot of interest in privatization, there hasn't been much interest in recent years. I mean, President Bush did try to move forward with some postal reforms. But again, you get members in both parties who block, any changes to service in their district, which is really unfortunate. And it sort of shows you why you can't really run a business when you've got political masters overseeing it. We need to privatize the post office. You see the same sort of problems with Amtrak, for example. I have no idea whether passenger rail, whether it's a good idea economically, but Amtrak can't really run efficiently now because members force unprofitable train routes through their district to continue running, and they don't allow Amtrak to, reduce their workforce and that sort of thing. So you've always got this problem with government-owned businesses.
But if it's better for the taxpayers and ultimately, in many cases, better service for their own constituents, Why are they afraid to make that move, or do they just not want the political blowback in the beginning of the process?
I think a lot of members of Congress, frankly, they lack imagination. Many of them are very parochial. They have no idea what's going on in other countries. I think, you know, Congress ought to have hearings on the Postal Service and get a much broader perspective of presenters. They should invite, you know, ministers from postal ministers from Germany and other places that have privatized, you know, and to find out exactly, you know, how to proceed with that sort of reform. And, you know, hearing it from countries that have actually gone the reform route is the way to go, I think.
Chris, very interesting. We'll see if any of these suggestions are taken seriously up on the Hill. Thanks very much for being
with
us. Chris Edwards is Director of Tax and Budget Policy Studies at the Cato Institute here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.